The good news is that employment is at a record high and there's a record number of job vacancies in Germany. But due to a shortage of skilled workers, an aging workforce and a declining birth rate, many of those vacancies can't be filled by Germans or Europeans. Economists say Germany needs to attract some 440,000 skilled workers each year to fill a labour gap that's already costing an estimated 30 billion euros annually in lost economic growth. Economy Minister Peter Altmaier.
Germany will have a very pragmatic but modern immigration law. The German economy is in an extremely dynamic state. The labour market is empty. We need qualified labor force. This will be much easier in the future to recruit qualified people in decent command of the German language with a good educational and professional training.
The proposed regulations will allow non-EU citizens to work in Germany if they have a job offer, a recognised professional qualification and basic language skills. German employers will no longer have to give domestic workers priority. Foreign job seekers will be allowed to come to Germany for 6 months to find work, provided they're financially independent, have the required language skills and qualifications. The details of how and where those language skills and vocational qualifications should be assessed have yet to be fleshed out. But business leaders are warning the government not to set the bar too high if the new law is to have the desired effect. But apart from trying to attract more skilled workers in non-academic professions, the proposed regulations also address the controversial issue of what to do with migrants whose asylum claims have been rejected, but who have integrated well into the labour market. Altmaier again.
We have provided a possibility for people who have a very long history of integration in the labour market, well integrated in the social environment, to stay if certain conditions are met. This is something that will be worked out in the process of the legislation. It's a pragmatic choice, but in principle, the distinction between the two ways of migration will be maintained.
The legal distinction the government is keen to uphold is between those seeking to enter Germany for asylum purposes and those coming to fill the labour gap. In reality, it's a distinction that's becoming increasingly blurred. With the new immigration law, the government aims to send the signal that the central criteria for accessing the German labour market are demand and qualification. Mike Mühlberger, DW Berlin.